This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The McLean County Nursing Home factors into all eight of the competitive races for McLean County Board seats.
Right now, it seems as if there's probably somewhere around 78 of the 150 beds filled. If we can continually to focus on rebranding and sharing how great this hidden gem is with our community, perhaps we can fill more of those beds, which is going to lead us to be able to have more revenue.
Here are two of the candidates for District 7. And a news update on the way. This is Sound Ideas on WGLT.
Support for the Sound Ideas podcast comes from WGLT listeners. Join the community of informed news consumers who listen to WGLT and also support it financially. Learn more about how you can support WGLT's nonprofit public service mission at WGLT.org.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Let's run down some of the day's top stories. Bloomington City Councilmember Jamie Mathey has announced plans to seek a second term on the council next year. Illinois State University will soon require students to be tested for COVID-19 instead of just giving them the option. ISU met or exceeded testing goals for the first 3 weeks of the semester. That has slowed in recent days. The university has not finalized exact numbers for who must test. In recent days, new positive cases and the positivity rate have fallen. ISU spokesperson Eric Chomey says that's no reason to get complacent.
I'd like to think that our message of following guidelines is sinking in, and the fact that people did see large numbers and hopefully that got people to take things seriously.
About 1,300 students have tested positive so far this semester. McLean County's testing positivity rate continues to fall as 28 new coronavirus cases were reported today. The county's positivity rate fell to 6.1%, according to the McLean County Health Department. ISU student teachers and clinical students are doing a little less teaching and a little more learning through the pandemic. Education majors who need observation hours but can't visit schools are using a video library of nationally board-certified teachers. Here's Christy Borders from ISU's Teacher Education Center.
So it shows already seasoned teachers, and so some of our professors are using those videos in their courses so that their students can observe teaching, and actually we know those are high-quality teachers that they're observing.
Technology and privacy rules in some school districts prohibit teachers in training from sitting in on remote learning class sessions. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 FM WGLT and WGLT.org. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Welcome to WGLT's Election 2020 coverage. Throughout the campaign, we're conducting interviews and forums with the candidates in different races. Today, we talk with two of the candidates running for McLean County Board District 7, an area which serves much of East Bloomington. We have Republican incumbent Jacob Beard and Democratic challenger Val Lehman. And because of our scheduling error, we will be bringing you our conversation with Libertarian candidate Darren George Cabe separately. Each of the candidates has time for a brief opening statement and equal time to answer questions. We start with Jacob, who won the coin toss to go first.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for this forum, this chance to talk about why I'm running again and what McLean County does and what I hope to do. I'm a first-time incumbent. I ran for public office for the first time for anything in 2016. As a lifelong Bloomington resident, growing up, going to Unit 5 schools, going to many of the places now as an adult I represent, I have a great passion for our community and for serving. And there, in doing that for the board, I saw some opportunities in 2016, and I ran on increasing government accessibility. I ran on keeping our taxes flat, not increasing taxes, which is important in Illinois. And then I ran on the behavioral health and mental health initiatives that really the county is starting to take on and do. And on all three of those fronts, we've made a lot of progress. I've enjoyed serving on the board. I've enjoyed interacting with neighbors and residents, hearing people's concerns. And now in the midst of you know, unprecedented times, things that 2 or 3 years ago, you know, we couldn't think of in terms of that are happening now with COVID. I see continued opportunities. I'm still very passionate. There are more things that I see that we can do as a local government. So I am looking forward to the chance to, I'm asking for a vote for another term and to accomplish those for the McLean County Board.
And Val Lehman, your first statement.
Hi, everybody. I'd like to begin by thanking WGLT for the opportunity to be here today. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Val Lehman, and I'm running for the McLean County Board, District 7. I moved to McLean County 20 years ago to attend Illinois State University. I was a passionate Redbird, and as a passionate Redbird, I became focused on civic engagement through various student organizations and events, such as becoming the president of the Pride organization. On campus, I learned the role of equity, the role of engagement, and the role of sustainability. Seeing these values demonstrated in our community led me to become a McLean County resident and take it as my personal home. As a resident, I've been involved in the civic process as an election judge, in the political process as a member of the Democratic Party, and have focused on service and inclusion as a member of my faith community. Even in these roles, I have found the desire to make a positive impact in my community and to assure that McLean County citizens' votes are heard and represented in county government. As a voter, I've been disappointed to not always have a choice at the ballot box that represented the values that I hold dear. This is what brings me to you today. I value a McLean County that's sustainable and positioned to become the green destination in Illinois with expanded recycling, composting, and energy efficiency efforts. I value a McLean County whose citizens are welcome to engage with their local government through expanded information access on the website, loosened restrictions on public comment, and all meetings being live streamed. I value a McLean County that prizes equity and allows all citizens the opportunity to participate in our community and economy by rethinking the cash bail system and for-profit video conferencing contract of the McLean County Jail. I'm excited to have the opportunity to share these values with you here today and to continue the conversation forward and hear what you love about McLean County and what you value in McLean County.
And for our first question, we go in reverse order, so we will start with Val on this one. It's one of government philosophy, especially at the local and county government level. How much of a role should government play in our lives, and what experiences have helped shape your philosophy? 2 minutes.
Experiences that have helped shape my philosophy include my activism and my involvement on ISU's campus. First off, as I mentioned, as the president in the Pride organization, I had the opportunity to be involved in the Student Government Association as an ex officio officer representing the LGBTQ plus community. That really kicked off my understanding of how governance works. Also through my involvement in other student organizations and shifting over now as a resident in being involved as an election judge and also having the opportunity to participate in the process alongside the Democrats with a few of our more recent elections. I've really learned that the role of the county and government is there to help out in times of need and also to ensure that our citizens are well taken care of, that they have the resources and they have all of the assets to ensure that they are safe and able to live a really quality and productive life here in McLean County, which I think we can all agree that that we get to do today because of some of the great things that county government gives us, things like mental health care, a place to go kind of relax in COVID times and enjoy outdoor space like Kumlara, focusing on taking care of our loved ones and ensuring that our loved ones remain close to home with having a great county nursing home that takes Medicaid, having things like animal control, focus on being able to take care of our business community and to continue to grow our community. All of these are great examples of ways that county leadership and county government are beneficial and continue to help our citizens have an even better time and more pride in the community.
Now 2 minutes for Jacob Beard on government philosophy and how that has shaped your thought process.
Yeah, thank you. This can be a very big question. I'm a big believer in federalism. So the idea that there are certain things that our federal government should be doing certain things that our state government should be doing and certain things that our local governments should be doing. When that gets out of alignment and we try to solve local issues in Washington, or we try to solve federal issues here in McLean County, that's where a lot of, I think, frustration, inaction, inefficiency, and poor governance comes from. So, you know, there are, Val brought up, you know, some departments like Animal Control, Comlar Park, our Highway Department, maintaining appropriate roads. Those are things that are very appropriate for us to do. And my what I've done on the board is say, hey, the things that we want to do, nursing home, taking care of our property, taking care of our rules, coordinating behavioral and mental health activities within McLean County, working with the hospitals and whatnot, we need to do those really well. We want to invest in doing those, and we want to try to do them well to serve residents. We're able to get feedback from our residents. We are able to respond to local needs. When we try to, however, when the federal government or the state government starts to come down and tell us how to do things, what is ultimately a local issue, it doesn't go as well. And it is just harder, and people are frustrated about that. So a lot of the frustration that I think people are experiencing on a national level are because we're trying to solve so many issues of how to be a good neighbor, how to be a good community in Washington. And so the county government and our local civil societies, our civic organizations, are really a way we can do that well.
And this is 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org. You're listening to WGLT's election coverage and a profile of candidates in the race for County Board District 7, Republican Jacob Beard and Democrat Val Lehman, and Libertarian candidate Darren George Cabe, who we will be speaking with separately. Our next question, we start with Jacob on the county-run nursing home in Normal. It is an issue the county board may have to confront at some point. The facility has lost $5 million since 2017. Its primary service to the community is to provide care for families on public assistance. The county recently hired a new administrator to implement more reforms and cost-saving measures. So what is an acceptable cost for the county to annually subsidize this nursing home? At what point does the county explore other options? Starting with Jacob, 2 minutes.
Yeah, so it is run as an enterprise fund. So tax money, up until this point in time, tax money from property tax is not going to fund the operation. The idea is that it will be self-sufficient, being able to take on a combination of private pay, Medicaid, Medicare patients. Chairman McIntyre put together a Blue Ribbon Committee, which I 100% supported a couple of years ago, saying how can we stop this loss that there was an operational loss eating away at the balance of the enterprise fund. So we are the changes, it is, we're making changes, and I think we need to continue and push administration. I'm on the property committee, so we have oversight for the facility itself, but we need to continue to try to make this sustainable so that it doesn't start costing money and that we're not at a place that we're subsidizing it. We haven't crossed that bridge yet. I think there's broad consensus to do our best to try to make it a sustainable home, to allow folks who are Bloomington Normal, McLean County residents that, you know, are not of means, that are Medicaid patients, to allow them to be somewhere here in McLean County and not have to have their care out of McLean County. There is a commitment for that. That's where I'm at. And so the efforts to continue to make reforms and improve multiple processes across the home, those continue to be in process. And so we're driving that on a regular basis and are trying to get the nursing home to that point.
All right. Next, Val Lehman on what to do with the county nursing home.
Yeah, I really see the county nursing home as a hidden gem within our county. The county nursing home under the previous rating system was the only 4-star rated facility in McLean County. As Jacob already alluded to, it accepts Medicaid patients. This is a great opportunity that we have to keep our families together, to ensure that McLean County residents are continually able to be with and to care for their families in certain aging and in healthcare concerns. As we take a look at the nursing home, right now it seems as if there's probably somewhere around 78 of the 150 beds filled. If we can continually to focus on on rebranding and sharing how great this hidden gem is with our community, perhaps we can fill more of those beds, which is going to lead us to be able to have more revenue and to stop some of the budgetary bleed that we see. As Jacob referred to, that Blue Ribbon panel has some great suggestions that as a county, we need to rally around and ensure that we're focusing on partnerships with local hospitals. To get some referrals and to help get some more patients at the nursing home. Looking at potential rebranding, there are a lot of options that have been presented. I think we need to really uncover the hidden gem and socialize it more in our community and let folks know that this is a great way to solve a need in our community. That if I've seen that if we get just 10 more patients per month in beds, it's going to stop that budgetary bleed. So as we focus on promoting the nursing home a little bit more, that's going to be one of our best assets to ensure that we can continue moving forward with such an essential service that we have.
As we continue here on 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org, we are running shorter on time, so we're going to reduce these to 90 seconds. Val, you are up next on this one. County Board District 7 serves much of East Bloomington. What specific issues are you concerned about to that district and things that you may be hearing from residents in your district that you want the county to address?
Well, I think one of the biggest things for the district, because there are so many businesses that are in 7, a lot of what I'm hearing are the common concerns of what I would anticipate the majority of the county today, and that's the effect of the COVID crisis on our economy. I mean, that's one that I can feel personally. I have been on a two-month furlough. My wife took a drastic reduction in hours. My best friend was laid off. I think a lot of the businesses and a lot of the citizens in 7 that frequent and are employees of those businesses are concerned about the overall business climate. And so I think one of the things that the county can really do and focus on more is the Economic Development Council has these great loan opportunities for our local businesses. Things like the MicroBridge loan that's available for small business to give them $5,000 in loan funds. The recovery loan that's available for the medium-sized businesses up to $20,000 loans. These are great assets that our businesses can have, but it doesn't seem that we've had any of the loans that are granted or processed yet. So we need to make sure that our local businesses understand that these tools are available. As a county, as county leadership, as a county candidate, I want to make sure that all of our citizens understand what's available for them so that they can help with make sure that their businesses come out of this really challenging time.
And next to Jacob Beard, what are the issues of most concern in District 7?
Yeah, I think right now over the next this year and into next year, COVID is going to be the overwhelming thing that's on people's minds with the county. So, one, from a health perspective, how do we recover? How do we get through this? So, continuing to provide funding for the health department to ensure all the contact tracers that we need are available, to ensure testing, which was going to move out of the county, and we, along with governmental partners, work to keep that here and available. Keeping those things here so we can continue to get on top of this, putting out information about best practices, how to avoid the spread, providing those resources for places of business. That is what is on people's minds right now, and that is what I think we need to solve. We are a piece of that puzzle. I think there have been some challenges here in the last few weeks. I think as students came back, we see that. But we need to continue to work on that and then transition into a recovery. And how can we help get back to where we were before, which is, again, making Bloomington normal, a safe, prosperous place to be able to raise your family. So that right now, over this term, it's going to be COVID and into recovery afterwards.
And as we continue with WGLT's election coverage, our County Board District 7 candidates, Jacob Beard and Val Lehman. And we'll start with Jacob on this one. McLean County government has been operating under an emergency order since March. Nearly all of its public meetings have been virtual since that time, and it will be up to the new County Board to decide when to go back to meeting in person. The public can submit emails, which are read to County Board members, but that's been the extent of the public's involvement in these meetings. Has the county done enough to provide accommodations for the public when it wants to attend and be a part of the process? 90 seconds for both.
Yes. So people have, I think, accessibility. And that was something, again, I ran on 4 years ago. And at that point in time, it was moving our meeting times more to the afternoons, which I supported three times, but we got it through in 2018. And now it's, hey, now that we're virtual and it is difficult for a large group to safely meet, how do we make the meetings and what's happening accessible to residents who want to check in, who are interested in seeing what's happening? So we've enhanced, well, the website's has been improved in my term. We recorded the meeting, so the audio used to not be available at all. Audio is available. Coming into COVID now, video is available. So you can get onto YouTube, see what's happening. So I think we've done a lot. We're trying to align with some other local governments and how we broadcast our meetings, how we get that information out there to folks. We've had involvement. We're getting feedback. So it is, there's no perfect solution. It is a difficult time, but under the circumstances, I'm supportive, and I think our administration, with the leadership of the board, has done a good job at making the meetings accessible. If you want to find out or know what is going on at the county and what those public meetings are, you can log in. You can see that. You can listen to that. You can then read the minutes afterwards. I don't think that is for anyone that has access to a computer. I would encourage you to do so.
And next to Val Lehman on accessibility of McLean County government during the pandemic.
So I've been so thankful since 2018 when the county board meetings were shifted to the 5:30 start time. I think that's a great start. However, I think we also have an opportunity to really open up more engagement for our individuals, for our business leaders, to be able to participate in the process. Things like the continued streaming of all of the online meetings. So if you take a look at the pre-pandemic numbers, so citizens who were going through and watching the general county board meeting typically averaged about 212 people. If you look at the during the pandemic views, we're up to 1,000. That shows that our citizens want to be engaged. They want the information. They want to be able to participate. So, yay, though, we had the right strides in moving the meeting time so more folks could participate. We need to focus on that continuation of live stream, not only of the general meetings, but also of the committee meetings, because that's where a lot of the work happens, and that's where a lot of the information that's going to be important for our community to see. We also need to focus on eliminating that 24-hour notice for public comment. Our news, the most pressing things that happen today, don't go on pause, and they don't happen on a convenient schedule. We need to make sure that citizens can make that public comment as appropriate and in the appropriate timeline. Also, the county website is not completely searchable. The PDFs that hold the minutes and the meeting notes are not searchable PDFs. We need to make sure that the website is completely accessible, that a citizen would be able to go on and search, find their topic, get the information, participate in the process.
And now we move to the closing statements from the two McLean County Board District 7 candidates who are with us today, Jacob Beard and Val Lehman. Val, you were last on the open, and you go first on the close.
Thank you. So it's no secret that I love living in McLean County. This is where my friends and my family are. I see a lot of different events in our community. I see the vibrant arts culture. I see the entertainment opportunities, the beauty in Kamlara Park. I see a lot of ways that I'm proud of our community, and I see a lot of ways to increase that pride. Things like the possibility of a more sustainable future that positions our local government, our business community, and everyday citizens as leaders in environmental responsibility. Things like reducing waste that we ship out of county, championing energy efficiency, and also encouraging a more green business climate so that we can be the role model of a green county for Illinois. I see the possibility of a community that shows value to all of its residents. I see the possibility of a county board that encourages our citizens to be more open and engaged. With my candidacy, I want to facilitate conversation and create change. So I look forward to sharing more about myself and listening to your ideas as we lead up to Election Day on November 3rd, where I hope that you would consider casting a ballot for me.
And now a one-minute close from Jacob Beard.
Thank you. I, again, have enjoyed serving on the board. And I think, hopefully, as today's conversation illustrates, I am someone who has done action. I'm not a wallflower. I get stuff done and get stuff passed. The loan package that we put together, I worked across the aisle with Democrats on a committee to define that and put that together. The public notice, I tried to get 15 minutes, but we got it down from a 120-hour notice to a 24-hour notice to submit public comments. I was able to get amendments passed to help get our wind farms approved with additional protections for environmental concerns and rural residents. So I'm proud, and I have a great record that I want to get out there and let folks know about, of actually doing stuff, of listening, thinking intelligently and thoughtfully about what is facing us, and proposing and coming up with solutions for that. So I would ask kindly for your vote for someone who is a lifelong McLean County resident and will work hard to continue to keep the county government running well.
Our thanks to McLean County Board District 7 candidates Jacob Beard and Val Lehman. And because of our scheduling error, we will be bringing you our conversation with Libertarian candidate Darren George Cabe separately. You've been listening to WGLT Election 2020 coverage of the race for McLean County Board District 7. Hear all of our election coverage at WGLT.org or online at the WGLT YouTube channel. I'm Eric Stock.
Thanks for choosing Sound Ideas on WGLT Normal, made possible with listener contributions at WGLT.org. This is Bloomington Normal's Public Media.